This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have a new partner in with us. Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch. Their number, 303-683-4000. Again, 303-683-4000. And glad to have in studio today Dr. Melanie Bond. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. All right. I appreciate it.
And Caitlin Ornis. And Caitlin is the Chief Administrative Office Guru, manager, runs everything, right, Caitlin?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but thanks for having us today.
No, hey, I'm excited. This has been a little while in coming. We met a little while back last year and kind of talked about some things, and timing worked out now to get this going. So we are glad to have you guys in with us today and looking forward to all of our shows. So let's start, Dr. Melanie Bond, as I mentioned, a founder and CEO. So let's first, start with a little bit of your background, how you got into doing what you're doing, and then how Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine came about.
Absolutely. So I went to medical school in the great state of Oklahoma and grew up there, and went to Michigan for training. I did residency there. Got board certified in emergency medicine and actually moved to Colorado because of the over 300 days of sunshine here. Yeah. That drew me very strongly, actually. And so I moved here in about 2005 and ended up working at Swedish Hospital. And I've since worked at multiple hospitals, clinics, family care clinics as well, urgent cares, standalone emergency rooms. And I also have been a part of the teaching at Rocky Vista University in Parker. Their principles of clinical medicine courses. I help teach medical students there and test them as well.
So is our medical care getting better from when you started, or is our medical attention suffering some?
I think there are some challenges that have occurred over time, and I think that they can be overcome in a lot of positive ways, actually. And I think one of those ways is trying to get back to the physician-patient relationship, which has kind of fizzled out over time.
And nowadays, and, you know, I think insurance dictates a lot of different things, but now, you know, you rarely get to see your primary care doctor sometimes, or some specialists, you'll see their assistant, and nothing wrong with that, because I mean they went to school too and they know what they're doing. But a lot of times, I mean, I've had friends and myself too that, you know, well, I made the appointment with a doctor, not their assistant, you know what I mean? And nothing against the assistant, but I want to see the doctor. And and then, boy, the few minutes of time you get, you know, it's just, boy, seems like it's just.
And yes, absolutely. Physicians are being told to see 20 patients, 30 patients, 40 patients a day. I mean, and this, I just heard a internal medicine physician say the other day to a friend of mine that they scheduled her for 40 telemedicine patients in a short period of time. And, you know, telemedicine is new for some docs.
Sure.
And so their presumption is, oh, you know, you're only going to need 15 minutes per patient or even less, right? I mean, if you're seeing 40 patients at 15 minutes each, that's, you know, where's lunch and bathroom break in there? And also, where is high quality care when you're being rushed? And so that's a concern for sure. We want to make that better.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch, kind of that Quebec-Lincoln area. 303-683-4000 is the number. So how did Three Aspens, what's the meaning behind the name of Three Aspens?
Yes, well, I wanted something to reflect Colorado, and I didn't want to use the name Colorado because we plan on expanding out of state, but I wanted everybody to know that when they hear that name, it should trigger you know, Aspen, Colorado, aspen right. trees make me think of Colorado.
Okay, cool.
That's where that came from.
Good deal. All right, and Caitlin Ornis, as I mentioned, she is with us as well, and she is the is it CAO? Would that be the right deal? Chief Administrative Officer.
You know, I that's what I make my kids call me. No, I'm just kidding. Ultimately, my training started back in radiology, and I got the pleasure of working alongside Dr. Bond in a different clinic setting where, like she had mentioned, very fast-paced, which is fun. It's an adrenaline rush, but however, you see timeless or you see countless amount of patients that are really just not getting that one-on-one care. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that leads to missing things, mistakes, and ultimately could have a very bad outcome. Now, when I've always wanted to go back for nursing school, and I have stayed in touch with Dr. Bond over the years. And once I went back for nursing school, I saw this opportunity to be in a clinic atmosphere that really centered around patient care. We cut out insurance companies. We cut out all the bureaucratic red tape and allow us to give wonderful bedside care, time with patients to really get to know them, not only on a medical, you know, in reviewing charts and their diagnoses, but their family, their friends, the holistic part of a patient that makes it up. I think over time we were really getting frustrated, and it was sad, to say the least, to see countless different stories of patients that really, you know, you're told one thing that could help you, but if it's not within your financial means or you don't know the whole person, it really does no good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really good opportunity and absolute pleasure to work alongside with Dr. Bond, who does have this Western medicine training, but now is starting to integrate some more, you know, out of the box thinking approaches for patient care. And to be a part of that, and hopefully in my career time, this be the shift as patients are getting more and more savvy. They're advocating for themselves, which is absolutely outstanding, because it really does take a healthcare team to give the best outcome. And I know Dr. Bond is being, she doesn't want to boast or brag, but really when she came into this and she had mentioned this years ago, it really was on the journey of finding a solution for a good friend who, like many, have stories, whether themselves or family members, I hate to use the word failed, but really was failed by the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. This particular person had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And unfortunately, in her story, it did not end well, but in her legacy, I think Three Aspens is gonna prove that patient care does still exist. There are still healthcare professionals that would do anything and everything in their power to at least present options to patients and their family that otherwise would be very hopeless.
Right. So now when we talk about regenerative medicine, that seems to have really come up over the last, you know, what, 8-10 years more
mm-hmm.
or so?
Yes.
So when we talk about regenerative medicine, what are we really talking about?
So it encompasses a large array of different therapeutic approaches, but our approach really focuses more on using your own biologic products, okay. you know, from your own body instead of using some from another person, essentially. And so that could be anything from blood product to adipose product to bone marrow product, using those cells and other molecules that we extract and putting them back into you for purposes which are multiple, but this whole field is kind of in a transition right now, and so there's a lot of talk on media about things being FDA approved or not FDA
sure.
approved and this sort of thing, but it's believed amongst a certain group of individuals that are practicing regenerative medicine that you should have the right to use your own cells for mm-hmm. purposes that you desire.
Right. And I think, you know, most of us are just tired of going to your doctor, here's the pill for it, or here's the yes. surgery for it, or there's nothing we can do. It's usually one of those three answers. And, you know, there are answers out there. You just got to find out the reason of, you know, why something's happening with you and try to find that root cause. And then how do you go about helping that root, you know, fixing it?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that everyone should have the ability to research that on their own and come to their own conclusions, dependent upon, you know, all of the angles that they've approached it with, to find out more.
Right. Now, 3 aspects of regenerative medicine on your website. I was reading some things this morning. It says multimodality treatment approach.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So biologic therapies are one of several things that we can offer our patients. So other things include hormone optimization. Because if you think about it, if you're older,
which I am guilty of, yes.
Then you will probably notice that whether you're male or female, that certain processes that used to happen really easily and naturally aren't happening so easily and naturally anymore. And so amongst those are your hormone levels actually decrease. And so what happens as a manifestation of that is you start noticing certain symptoms and longer recovery times from workouts and maybe not having the energy to do the things after work, like maybe work out, you know, if you wanted to exercise. Mentally you want to, but physically you don't. And there's a whole multitude of things that that encompasses. And so if you think about giving somebody biologic therapy for, let's say, a knee problem, but yet here they're having low testosterone issues, then they're probably not going to respond as good as if they had optimized, you know, their environment and then administered the biologics. And this just, to me, makes common sense.
3 aspirins, regenerative medicine. Just want to introduce them to you today. We will be doing some more shows with them in our next segment. Next show, we will be getting into some of the therapies a little bit more in detail. But just want to introduce you to Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis today. So, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
3 aspirins, regenerative medicine, 6660 Timberline Road, Highlands Ranch, 303-683-4000. When you give them a call, let them know you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website. It is haystackhelpradio.com. Again, we moved our referral list over to the same site where you can catch our podcast. So if you missed any of our past shows, we would love to have you catch them there. Now, glad to have some folks that just did a great job at our home.
and that is Blue Sky Window Cleaners. Russ Heyman is with us. Russ, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's just such an honor and pleasure to be here for you.
Well, man, it's an honor and pleasure to have you guys in our house, because I'm going to tell you what, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here. Windows are something we really don't pay a lot of attention to.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until you look up and you think, man, those things need cleaning. And I don't want to be on a ladder. And I'm not good at it anyway. So we called you guys, and man, just outstanding service. You know, said you'd come out for a bid. Guy was right on time, gave us a bid. We turned in the order to do it. You guys were right on time again. A couple of Caleb and I can't remember the other gentleman's name.
Andrew
was there, and just did a great job. And I have a few mounts in my house with our show, Sports from Colorado, and one elk I couldn't move. So there was one window behind. So I said, man, I can't take that down. So, but anyway, time I got home, our house looked totally different.
Fantastic.
Just, I mean, you couldn't even tell there was a window there. When I really walked in our main living room, I was like, because the sun really shined, I was like, that looks so clear, and you don't really think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So just first of all, thank you for doing a good job, having, you know, a good team that's in our house, and just providing a good professional service at a fair price, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. And, I mean, what has made Blue Sky is our employees, the guys that are out there every day. You know, my wife and I, Shelley, set a model of what we wanted to follow. And we wanted to know that when we go into somebody's home, they can feel safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that we're safety trained. They want to know that when people aren't around, our integrity is high.
Sure.
We wanted people that are going to make sure that they take pride in their work, and we want to get it right. And even if something goes wrong, which happens from time to time.
if you're in business, yeah, something's going to go wrong.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that has helped our review rating so well is we're there. Our guys genuinely take pride in the work that they do. And if something's wrong, they want to go fix it
mm-hmm.
immediately. And those are the guys we've just been really blessed and just had, you know, people that have just, they go above and beyond. And they
right.
go above and beyond in our office, even our the culture of Blue Sky. Everybody
right.
is a teammate.
And you know, give you and your wife credit there, too, because, I mean, it starts at the top and what you create, you know, and, you know, not cutting corners, so to speak, and taking care of people and being professional. So, I mean, you created that culture. So, you know, man, congratulations on doing that, because it is hard sometimes to get that to translate to an employee. But
yes.
when they take it as serious as you do of doing a good job, man, what a win-win for you and the client.
Yeah, and our customers, you know, we're celebrating 100 years in business this year. Unfortunately, the COVID Whoa. Came, and we had things that we were going to present to our customers at their homes and all, but we're going to put that out. We're going to celebrate our 101st year
man.
Next year.
Yeah,
wow. But with that rich history, we've just, my wife and I have carried that torch on from what people have laid before us
right.
and grown. And it's just been a tremendous experience. And we want to be at work every day.
Sure.
You know, that's the thing. It's a great atmosphere to be there.
Right. Again, Russ Heyman is with us. It's Blue Sky Windows. You can check out their website, blueskywindowcleaners.com. Their number, 303-733-3704. And I'm just going to tell you, if there was a 10-star rating to give them, I would give them an 11. All right? They do excellent, excellent work. I hope you'll check them out. And you know what? If you're driving around, when you get home, go look out your windows. See how dirty they are. You just don't know it. And I hope you'll give them a call. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack, if you would. And we'd appreciate that. But I promise, if you're looking for, again, excellent work at a very fair price, I hope you'll call Blue Sky Windows, 303-733-3704. Now, you've been doing this a long time. I'm sure you hear, you've been in another house, somebody goes, boy, man, we had this, other companies out here did this, and man, you guys did great. So, and your reviews show that, by the way, really do. And for people to go on and take time to put reviews up that are good, I think take extra, because, hey, if somebody's unhappy,
they're going to go on and throw stuff. But for, hey, I'm happy. Why do I want to go take time to do that?
Right.
You know,
right.
But that shows a lot that the customers really care, too, about telling you you do a good job, too.
It does. And it's really important. It's important to us to do those ratings. And if something falls short, like I said, then we want to figure out why.
Sure.
Where did we fall short so that we can get those ratings and be a company that people can depend on to get the job done right.
All right. Yeah. So when I brought that up about, you know, people saying other people have been in their home, what do you think kind of sets you, you may have already addressed it a little bit with just the way you do business, and but what do you hear that just say, man, we're so glad you guys were in our home instead of the other company we had last time?
Yeah, I think, I think the people obviously make mm-hmm. the difference in the visions that are laid out and the mentors that we have had over the years that have helped us. But I also think we have a very sophisticated training process. And what we've done over, my wife and I have owned it for the last 15 years, has brought all our employees in and said, let's make this training. Let's just set all this up. So we have this really sophisticated training and safety training and protocol right. that we go through. And I think that really helps us set us apart at times in a lot of situations in homes, because we know there are certain roofs that we can't walk on.
Sure.
We know that if we communicate up front, we even train how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If we communicate up front, we're going to save a lot of problems on the backside. There's nothing worse than doing a whole house and saying, oh, I can't get those windows for this reason at the end.
Right.
So we really work hard in our training and have worked hard with our guys to develop training that helps us a lot. You get guys with integrity and you get training. You got strong vision, good things are going to happen for you.
And you do residential and commercial?
We do a little bit of commercial.
Mainly residential?
Below, mostly residential.
Okay.
We're not opposed to doing commercial, but residential is definitely our bread and butter for
right.
the last 100 years.
And you know what? Here's what, too, that was just, again, impressive to customer. You bring the right tools to do the job right.
Yes, sir.
Your guys aren't trying to reach a second floor on an 8-foot ladder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just telling you little things that, you know, I noticed. I mean, so that's a comforting fact and gives you a confidence factor in what's going to happen because, you know what, they show up to do it right.
Yep. And it's what's really neat is the window cleaning industry for years has, you know, there's only so much you can do with squeegees, at mm-hmm. least initially. And now it's really advanced, and they have these water-fed poles that allow us to do things from the ground. And OSHA's really working to try, and the International Window Cleaning Association are working together to try and get us off the ladders as much as possible now,
sure.
off those roofs. And they've made these water-fed poles that are just amazing through
wow.
the way it produces perfect water and actually comes out a little cleaner than if we do squeegees. Because if you do, when you use regular soap, it leaves a little residue behind and dust attracts to that residue. With these water-fed poles where they use deionized water, it actually comes out cleaner because there's nothing left on the glass. It's just pure glass. They're
right.
really neat, really innovative. They're expensive, but
sure.
For the safety of the employees and the quality of glass on the second story and not walking on these roofs, you know, with the ceramic tile, and
yeah.
there's so many different roof styles these days, we have to be really careful on what we walk on because we don't want to cause any damage.
Absolutely. So. Now, when you... I mean, how do they get it where there's just no... I can't do my truck windshield without getting streaks. I mean, what... There's got to be an art to just have... I mean, I honestly looked around, you know, and I mean... And I don't know how many windows we got. We got a bunch. But, I mean, there's not one streak of anything that's not perfect on any window. I just...
Yeah, a lot of it takes experience because when we train these guys to start, it takes a little bit of time. But... It's learning how to read the window. You know, we can clean a window right now and it looks great. And then you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, that doesn't look too good.
Mm-hmm.
So guys with experience actually learn to look at the window from different angles. And then they master their profession with the angles of their squeegees and the strokes that they use. And then we have touch-up methods that we use that makes it look perfect.
Man, because it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how often... And I know you well enough to not say every month you should
yeah,
do this, but
yeah.
How, I mean, what's normal time to do windows? How often should you do them?
But, you know, spring is the time when most people want them
okay.
done, and spring is a great time. Just understand you're going to have to be on a wait list for most, you know, really good window cleaners because everybody wants it done at that time.
Yeah.
So we recommend, you know, spring and then coming up the fall. Is
mm-hmm.
one of the best times because your window is going to be clean
sure.
and you're going to have the view of the colors.
Yep.
And it lasts quite a while. You'd be surprised at how long window cleaning will last.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I really enjoyed, which is going to sound weird, that you couldn't come out tomorrow. Because I tell people all this time, if you call a painter, you call a roofer, you call any service industry, and they say, you know, well, it's 2 o'clock now, I can come out at 4. I mean, you're probably dealing with a company that's not doing a lot of business. You know, I don't mind waiting 2 or 3, and I didn't wait 2 or 3, but I'm saying, I don't mind waiting a little bit for a good service, because if you're good, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. And we try and do both, because a lot of, you know, we deal with a lot of real estate agents, and they're kind of in a pinch where they need things done.
Sure.
So, you know, we do the best of our ability in our scheduling, try and fit in some time so that they can get their clients taken care of as well, because they're repeat customers.
Right.
So, you know, but sometimes for these great services, you do have to wait, because everybody wants a part of that great service.
Sure.
And that's all service companies.
Right. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. It's Blue Sky Window Cleaners, blueskywindowcleaners.com. A-plus rating with a BBB. And again, 100 years in business. I hope you'll give Russ and his team a call there. And it is 303-733-3074. So here's the thing about, and I was talking with another client earlier. You're not trying to be the cheapest window cleaner out there, all right? Which I'm glad, because I don't want the cheapest window cleaner. But I want somebody to come out and do a good job at a fair price. And we talk about value.
Yep.
And like I say, you know what? It costs a lot on your end to have sharp employees to do the things that we've been talking about here during this interview, have the right equipment, a lot of insurance, all right,
insurance
to take care of the deal. So you know what, folks? You know, this ain't going to be $5 a window, okay?
Right.
So I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking for good quality work, so just take, again, you're in a quality industry. You want customers to be happy with that.
Correct.
Service.
And so, it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, those guys
experience.
Were two guys were there 4 hours. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So there you're looking about 8 hours worth of labor.
Sure.
You know, for your home. And I just think it's imperative that you have somebody that's experienced in this industry. And it is an easy industry to start up quickly without much. But with employees, you have to take care of your employees. You know, and there's times where you have to give up a little bit on our end a little bit to get to get the people we want.
Right.
So that we can work towards this greater mission of serving our customers, which we're very grateful for. And you know, offering a service that people can trust, and they know that when we're in their home, if something gets broke, we're going to go right to you with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get insurance on the phone and get things taken care of for you. But
right.
But it does cost extra, but it, you know, the service and the people in your home, to me, that's what our mission was, to make that as safe as possible for
sure.
Them.
Well, Russ, got a customer here for life. I promise you that.
That's fantastic.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Once again, Blue Sky Window Cleaners, 303-733-3704. 303-733-3704. And when you call, let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Russ, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what 6 people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics.
He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Alrighty, welcome to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. I'm your host, Dan Muir, in for Scott Whatley. Dr. Riggs, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
Doing good. It's really great to see you. So, I like to ask this question because a lot of people don't know what functional medicine is. So, Dr. Riggs, what is functional medicine and what sets you apart from other doctors?
Well, in essence, functional medicine is not a specific healing art in and of itself. It's an actual philosophy of care, right? So we've got allopathic medicine, your typical MD. We've got osteopathic medicine, your typical DO. We've got chiropractic medicine, like I am, a DC. Naturopathic medicine, NDs out there that do great work, and so on and so forth. And anybody can practice functional medicine.
Okay.
In addition to how they've been traditionally trained, right? MDs, DOs, DCs, and NDs, all of us doctors get our own unique traditional training, and we're all doctors. We've all gone through the same basic training, if you will, as far as basic sciences and clinical sciences, and then it starts to differentiate in the later phases of our schooling. But functional medicine is a philosophy of care that basically focuses on the root cause of a patient's symptoms that they might present with. So, which is pretty much exclusively what we talk about on this segment, is, you know, various chronic health conditions that Americans are facing, and what can a functional medicine approach to that patient's care offer that patient, right? So we talk a lot about heart patients with heart disease risk factors, or patients with blood sugar issues like diabetes. And as a functional medicine provider, not just a doctor of chiropractic, I'm not adjusting away anybody's diabetes.
Okay.
I'm applying a functional medicine approach that is rooted and grounded in nutritional medicine and lifestyle medicine. And because all of these chronic lifestyle-induced conditions that many of us Americans are suffering from and dying from, right? Seven or eight out of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. are from chronic lifestyle-induced conditions. Because we know that lifestyle factors are the main drivers of those chronic lifestyle-induced conditions, well, it makes perfect sense that our first line should be in nutritional medicine and lifestyle medicine. But guess what? That's not at all how our conventional Western medical model exists today. That's not taught in medical schools. My medical colleagues, and I do have friends in allopathic medicine who are MDs, and they tell me, you know, we get next to zero training in clinical nutrition. And if that sounds crazy to people, it's because it is.
It is crazy.
You'd think nutrition, it's foundational to health, whether we practice good nutrition all the time or we don't, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. I certainly don't. I'm certainly not perfect in my day-to-day eating habits, but I think most of us can agree that nutrition has a tremendous impact one way or the other in your health. And the fact that that most conventionally trained practitioners that most Americans seek guidance from when it comes to our health have little to zero training in things like clinical nutrition and things like lifestyle-based medicine, right? These are lifestyle factors and lifestyle modifications that have been identified in the scientific literature to have a dramatic impact on downstream disease risk. That's not being learned in medical school. That's not being taught in conventional schooling. And so the functional medicine approach the way I explain it to my patients is very much a more comprehensive diagnostic workup for a patient, because oftentimes the workup of patients is based on superficial screening tests, right? So you go to your doctor's office, and you go for your yearly, and you get a CBC, a CMP, and a basic lipid panel. A CBC is a complete blood cell count. Okay. A CMP is a comprehensive metabolic panel, and a lipid panel looks at your cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglycerides. So the CBC is looking primarily at immune system status and what's going on with red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, so it can find dysfunction in the immune system, dysfunction in bone marrow, dysfunction, blood disorders and things like that. The CMP, the comprehensive metabolic profile, is looking at organ system function and electrolytes for heart and kidney and different things like that. And then the basic lipid panel is looking at cholesterol, because decades ago, cholesterol was demonized by a few shoddy research studies. And so now it's all the rage to cram down cholesterol with cholesterol-lowering drugs like statins, even though much more recent scientific literature has debunked that medical myth. And so what we do in a functional medicine setting is do a much more comprehensive initial workup of a patient. We're not just looking at the big scary things that can kill you with the CBC, CMP, and lipid panel. We do include those, but it goes a lot further and a lot more in depth, and looking at a lot of other things, not just at things that can kill you right now, which obviously is important, but other things that can just impact your quality of life. Right. So there are a lot of people out there walking around with chronic fatigue and issues with hormone dysfunction and gastrointestinal complaints. And these people come into our office every single week, and they complain of these issues to their primary care physician, whose only idea is maybe put you on an antidepressant, or maybe here's another heart disease related drug, or maybe try this, maybe try that. And it's usually a drug therapy, and it can become a tangled mess when you just start overlapping drugs on top of each other and start taking a pill for every single ill out there.
Yeah, and aren't you pretty much just treating the symptoms at that point, not really the root cause of what might be causing it?
You're strictly treating symptoms, and there's nothing wrong with symptomatic management. I'm not bashing that. I mean, it's important, for quality of life, but where we run astray is when the beginning and the end of our care starts and stops with just the symptom-based approach, right? I call it the Band-Aid approach. You know, you're experiencing a symptom because there's dysfunction in the body, and you take this pharmaceutical that just manipulates your physiology so that you don't feel that symptom anymore. But are you any healthier? Did you correct the underlying dysfunction that manifested in that symptom by taking that drug? The vast majority of the time, the answer is no. And I could say, in particular, for these chronic lifestyle-induced conditions, it's almost always no. And so adding a functional medicine approach to a conventional medicine treatment might give you the biggest bang for your buck, right? So a more comprehensive diagnostic workup is step one, and then a more conservative treatment approach that is more holistic, and that I don't mean woo-woo stuff. I mean, it takes into consideration that the body is an interconnected whole of a lot of different parts that are all working, but they're not working independently of one another. There's a infinitely complex inner network of communication going on, and we again run astray when we've got a heart guy and a kidney guy and a brain guy and a musculoskeletal guy, and none of them are talking to each other. They're all doing their own thing independent of one another, and oftentimes one hand is not talking to the other hand, and it can become messy.
Well, the next thing you know, you're a walking pharmacy.
Right.
And I don't think anybody really wants to live that way, do they?
I sure don't. And
I don't
either. And I all the patients that come into our office exclusively just about don't want that life ahead of them. They don't want that to be their future. And so that's in a nutshell, Dan, that's basically the functional medicine approach, is a more comprehensive, more advanced diagnostic workup, and then a more conservative more natural, more holistic treatment approach that's grounded in evidence-based medicine. It's just not purely pharmaceuticals. It's starting with lifestyle medicine that includes clinical nutrition and health coaching, and can include pharmaceuticals, of course, because I'm not against medications. That would be silly to say. It'd be like being against, you know, antibiotics or being against, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a time and a place for everything, right?
Yeah, the old adage. I would want something for the pain while we're trying to fix the problem.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could, if you had a rock in your shoe or a piece of glass in your shoe, you could take a bunch of painkillers to completely dull your sensation of what's going on. But my goal is to remove the glass. Right. And so what a lot of people are doing is just sort of walking around and not removing the space occupying lesion in their shoe and just popping the pill because it's convenient or it's easy. And don't get me wrong, changing your lifestyle is not the easiest thing, but one thing that I can promise patients is that there are far less adverse effects when you actually change your lifestyle and instead of relying solely on the drug-based approach. And you'll also see far more significant and long-lasting effects when you actually, you know, sink your teeth into these lifestyle factors that have a dramatic impact. I mean, when you actually get healthy and you focus on your nutrition and you focus on your sleep and you focus on your stress and you start moving your body more and you're doing all these things together at the same time, I can almost guarantee you that there's no single drug that is going to have the impact that changing your lifestyle and becoming healthier can do for you. So that's really where we live. And you can visit our website, 5280functionalmed.com. We've turned our website into an excellent educational resource for our patients and prospective patients. We've got videos on there. We've got patient handouts, which I'm in the process of revamping. We've got scholarly literature articles that just sort of stress the evidence-based component of what we do. I mean, I can talk all day about this, and I love to, but it really is all grounded in the scientific literature. I mean, none of this is really opinion. Everything that I talk about can be referenced in the literature, and I encourage people to visit our website, go to the research article tab, and there's different headings like cardiovascular health and diabetes and hormone health and gastrointestinal health. And so it's a good segue that leads us into a topic that I wanted to go over today. We've been getting a lot of inquiries about this in the office from existing patients and from new patients and people calling and emailing us. But one thing that I mentioned last radio show briefly, the Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer at age 43. He was diagnosed at 39, which means he had cancer probably into his early to mid 30s is when it first started developing, because these things take 5, 6, 8 years to develop. And so I wanted to talk about colon cancer. I wanted to talk about colonoscopies and in the context of just general gastrointestinal health, which has been a topic that Scott and I have gone over in the past. But, you know, we talked prior to the show beginning, you know, geez, 39 years old at the initial diagnosis, that's super young. And that's well before the conventional institutions recommend people begin screening. And the specific screening test that is recommended is something that many people have heard of, and that is a colonoscopy, right? And correct. So for the rest of the show today, I kind of wanted to dive into colonoscopy and colon health in the context of colon cancer. And I think most of us, colon cancer is the third most common cause of cancer or type of cancer that exists, and in the U.S. at least. And colonoscopy, like I mentioned, is a screening tool for lesions in the colon that can result in cancer that can then metastasize and kill you. And so I want to be clear right off the bat, because I'm going to be going into a lot of the downside of colonoscopy because we are constantly fed the upside, right? The message that we get from the media and from our doctors and from, you know, all the conventional side is get your colonoscopy. You turn 50, get your colonoscopy. Get your colonoscopy, get your colonoscopy. And
I didn't know there could be a downside.
Most people have no clue, so I just wanted to shed a little bit of light on that. But in the context that colonoscopy is the screening tool used to screen for colon cancer, and it can be beneficial. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that it's never, that it hasn't caught colon cancer. It has. And so if you experience any type of chronic gas or bloating or cramping or diarrhea, constipation, particularly bloody stools or mucus in your stools or a history of irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, if you eat a standard American diet, if you tend not to drink too much pure water, if you tend to be very sedentary and not move your body, and you have any of those symptoms that I just rattled off, the benefits may outweigh the risks of undergoing this procedure, but it's always got to be a balance versus risks proposition when undergoing a medical procedure like a colonoscopy, because it's not flawless. It is not perfect, and there are complications to any medical procedure, including colonoscopy. So some other alternatives to colonoscopy also include fecal occult stool testing, which you can do yearly instead of the every 5-year colonoscopy. It's a little thing. It's a take-home test. You throw it in the, you throw it in the toilet. You go number two, and if it lights up purple, you've got occult blood in your stool, which may represent that there's a lesion somewhere in the colon that you might want to get checked out, right? So that's something that you can do. It's cheap. It's like $30, and you can do that as often as you want, right? So now, colon cancer. Colon cancer exists in about 2.5 to 5% of the population. We know that the Western diet, our standard American diet, causes it. We know that Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis causes it due to the raging inflammation that results from those issues and an inactive lifestyle. We know that those are risk factors for colon cancer. Additionally, on the genetic side, a family history increases your risk by 2 to 3 times. And symptoms of colon cancer potentially can be blood in the stool, anemia, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain, loss of appetite. So again, don't ignore any of those symptoms. And if you're experiencing any of those symptoms, might want to go get checked out. Might at least do the fecal occult blood. May elect to do the colonoscopy. But it's not without its downsides. So I wanted to kind of get into the history of this briefly and then get into some data, because it's a very interesting topic of conversation. So I'll do my best in the next 10 minutes. But the push in the United States, the huge push in the United States for colonoscopies really began 20 years ago in the year 2000, and it began with Katie Couric. So if you can remember back to that, her husband died of colon cancer in his 40s in 1998. And in 2000, she broadcasted a claim that regular colonoscopy screenings can reduce your risk of death from colon cancer up to 90%. So that's what she claimed. Now, this statement was later disproven in 2007 as the use of colonoscopies revealed a 5% reduction in colon cancer deaths in men and only a 4.5% reduction in women. And these are low enough that they potentially are not even related to the procedure itself. Now, again, going back to the 2000s, in March of 2008, a statement was released by the American Cancer Society saying that there are no prospective randomized controlled trials of screening colonoscopies for the reduction in incidence or mortality of colorectal cancer. And the National Cancer Institute released a statement in October of 2008 saying it is not yet known for certain whether colonoscopies can help reduce the number of deaths from colon cancer. So those claims were just completely unfounded. So,
I just have to say something. I'm sitting here in shock,
right?
Because I've never heard any of this.
Yeah, it's very interesting information. If you'd start doing digging, you start coming across this stuff. And so, there's a gentleman named Konstantin Monasterski. He's an author of a book called Gut Sense. And he did quite a bit of, he's a medical researcher, and what he found were that 95% of polyps, right? Polyps are the things that they look for in colonoscopies. Those are the things that they remove. And when people go in, oh, I found a polyp, I got it removed, and okay, I dodged a bullet there. Well, author of Gut Sense, Konstantin Monasterski, reports that 95% of polyps are benign. Only 30% of colon cancers are related to polyps, while 70% of colon cancers are not related to polyps, but rather they're related to flat lesions, and flat lesions exist in the intima of the colon and cannot be removed short of removing the entire colon. Gastroenterologists only discover about 30 to 40% of existing polyps, and the Annals of Internal Medicine released a research paper concerning the considerable failure of screening colonoscopies to detect and prevent colorectal cancer, particularly in the right ascending colon. And the site of polypectomy becomes an active site of a higher concentration of inflammation and precancerous cells, which are then released into the colon. So talk about a few downsides, a few things that we never hear about from our doctors, certainly, about the potential downsides to colonoscopy. Another statement from the American Cancer Society, colonoscopy can result in significant harms, most often associated with polypectomy, the removal of polyps. American Cancer Society. And this is not including all the normal surgical complications, including infections and diverticulitis and coma and death, right? You risk all of those things anytime you undergo surgery, and undergoing colonoscopy and removing polyps does result in significant harms, according to the American Cancer Society. Now, colonoscopy complications. So colonoscopy predisposes to a significant risk for heart attacks and strokes. It is 0.3 to 1% risk of a heart attack or stroke during and after the procedure. It increases the risk of blood clotting and pulmonary embolism, from which about 200,000 Americans die annually. General anesthesia during the colonoscopy process predisposes to chest infection and pneumonia in 25% of patients develop chest infection after general anesthesia. That's huge, one-fourth.
Oh my gosh.
The mortality rate for pneumonia is 5%, which represents about 60,000 deaths annually. And when the deaths and the maimings from complications are added together, it's estimated that more people are actually dying from complications to colonoscopy than from colon cancer itself. And the complications kill more people immediately, right? So
I'm
whereas
shocked.
85% of colon cancer victims survive past 5 years, whereas the people that are suffering from these complications, many of them die immediately. So now that's colonoscopy. That is the scope up your colon. Now, what about an alternative? What about virtual colonoscopies? I get that question a lot from patients. Well, virtual colonoscopies utilize a method of imaging known as CT scanning. This is computed tomography, and it's high-dose ionizing gamma radiation. So although you're not getting the invasive scope, I wouldn't necessarily call this a non-invasive procedure. So CT scanning increases your risk of cancer because we know ionizing radiation is a risk factor for cancer, and CT scanning is like many, many, many x-rays done all at the same time. Some people estimate, 300 x-rays. Some people estimate 500 x-rays. So it's equivalent to several hundred x-ray exposures at once. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration stated that when you undergo a CT scan, your body is exposed to 5 to 10 millisieverts of x-ray radiation in one abdominal scan. And this range is not much less than the lowest doses of 5 to 20 millisieverts received by some of the Japanese survivors of the atomic bombs.
No kidding.
So think about that for a second. Right? And think about getting an abdominal CT over and over and over and over again because you're worried about colon cancer, right?
You
might not want to do that if it puts you at risk for development of cancer, right? And it's radiating the entire abdomen. Now, the National Cancer Institute put out a statement again in 2008 that said whether virtual colonoscopy can reduce the number of deaths from colorectal cancer is not yet known, right? So all of these claims that getting your colonoscopies and doing virtual colonoscopies can dramatically reduce your risk by 90-something percent is just not rooted in any kind of science or evidence. So due to the extremely high exposure to the ionizing radiation, a single virtual colonoscopy actually may result in an otherwise healthy person with a lifetime risk of colon cancer of under 5% to someone with a 20% risk of any type of cancer. Colonoscopies are recommended every 5 years between the ages of 50 to 75, so add it up, right? That's a lot of radiation and really dramatically increasing your risk for developing malignant cells, right, and cellular mutations. So during the time that these recommendations have been in place, the incidence of colorectal cancer has grown by 30,000 cases between the year 2000 and 2008. Pretty staggering information. So it I like to give that information to my patients because it's out there. We don't ever hear about it unless we come across somebody like this author of Gut Sense who does his research and looks into these things and makes the public aware. And by the way, it has not made him a popular dude.
Oh, I bet not.
Right? So now another thing, I mean, our system is, I know we only have a few minutes here. Our system is, we know this, our system is a profit-driven healthcare system, right? Now, at the time that Katie Couric made those recommendations in the year 2000, she happened to be employed by NBC, right? Katie Couric worked for NBC. NBC happened to be owned by General Electric. And guess what General Electric happens to sell? Well, they happen to sell virtual colonoscopy CT scanners at $3.5 million each. And during the year 2000 to the year 2008, the number of colonoscopy procedures jumped from 1 million nationwide to 14 million nationwide. And currently over 15 million colonoscopies are performed yearly, which yields gastroenterologists and the conventional healthcare system upwards of $30 billion. So let's not be naive in thinking that there's no part of the whole, you know, the dollar sign.
Follow
that,
the money,
play
man.
There, right? So so that's definitely a component to it. Now, so again, colonoscopy, is it worth the risk? Basically, if you're experiencing those symptoms, gas, bloating, blood in the stool, mucus in the stool, pain, pressure, significant family history, multiple family members, you do the fecal occult blood test, it comes back positive, the benefits typically will outweigh the risks of getting the colonoscopy. They could catch something, particularly if you're on the younger end of that age spectrum of the 50 to 75, because if they find something and intervene, you potentially have a good 20, 25 years left of your life. Whereas if you're 75 and they catch something, what are they going to do? How much more time can they possibly buy you? What if you elect to undergo radiation and chemotherapy at 75? By the way, the older you are, radiation and chemotherapy, the outcomes are much poorer because your health is less robust. It tends to be, right?
Sure. And it really attacks your immune system.
I'm sure there's plenty of very robustly healthy 75-year-olds, but in America, there's probably fewer of them than in other places. And so the older you get, the treatment is actually more harmful to your health than doing nothing. And the younger you are, it could be more beneficial because your health may be more robust and you may have longer to live if they do catch something and intervene. So basically, there are each year, 14 million Americans are getting screened for colon cancer. According to the report, Complications of Colonoscopy and an Integrated Healthcare Delivery System by the Annals of Internal Medicine, an estimated 70,000 people may be killed or injured by colonoscopy-related complications yearly. Around 200 deaths and maimings occur each day in the U.S. alone as a direct result of colonoscopy. And this figure is about 22% higher than the total number of annual deaths from colon cancer itself. So my whole point is not to say don't get a colonoscopy. Weigh the benefits versus risks. Pay attention to your symptoms. Pay attention to your lifestyle. Pay attention to your family history. You have to make that decision yourself and with your doctor. And you know, if you're already living a wonderful, healthy lifestyle, then what extra is the colonoscopy going to do for you? How is it going to change your treatment strategy? Is my question.
It's a great question.
But if you're not living a healthy lifestyle, what are you going to do about it? Besides just getting the colonoscopy and having polyp removal, what are you going to do about it? We know cancer is an immune system problem. We know ways of supporting the immune system. So lifestyle factors and a functional medicine approach can really help.
Okay, Doc, real quick, if people want more information, how can they get a hold of you?
You can give us a call, 720-722-0386. You can visit our website, 5280functionalmed.com, or you can shoot us an email at info@5280functionalmed.com if you have any questions.
Dr. Mark Riggs, thank you very much. It's been really informative.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.